Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yom Yitzhak Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment on Hilchos Mezuzah. So we were discussing yesterday, deciding which side on which to place the mezuzah. There's one more question that's extremely common in houses that just requires some thought for a moment. We said that it's all about entry into the house. Fine. So go through your house and think about your sliding door off your dining room that goes into your backyard. Okay, so theoretically speaking, if it's all about entry into the house, that should be on my right side coming from the backyard into my dining room. And that makes sense without question if I sometimes come home through the backyard into the dining room. But for most of us, the way I use my backyard is I'm in the house, I'm staying in the house, and now at some point I decide to take my kids out to the backyard. So at what point is the doorway from my dining room to my backyard, at what point is that an entry into the house from the outside? And at one point is that, quote unquote, the back room of the house? That could be for the door into the backyard. That could be, we made reference, I think yesterday, for the door off the kitchen with the garbage, which some people will frequently come home from grocery shopping and come in through that door. Some people only open that door to take out their garbage. So if they're only opening that door to take out their garbage, that's very similar to what we talked about a moment ago with the backyard. It's essentially like a side room of the house. It just doesn't have walls around it. I mean, that's kind of how you're looking at it. It's a big shaila in halacha. Do we say outside is outside, inside is inside, and any door to the outside, regardless of how you use it, is always going to be, the mezuzah will be placed on the right side from the outside coming in? Or do we say that sometimes the way you use, another example of this, by the way, is a balcony in an apartment. Balcony in an apartment might be a little more of a dramatic example because depending on what floor one is, it's a little bit difficult to climb up the balcony. But it's a similar question. So there's different opinions in halacha about this. It's interesting. This is definitely one of those yesh v'yesh, that there are opinions either way, and either way is reasonable. But the big thing that's emphasized in halacha is a person should be consistent. So if I want to put my mezuzah on the right side of my sliding door going from my dining room to the backyard, that's totally fine. But then if I have another door somewhere else in my house also going to the backyard, that should also be on the right side of the from the inside going out, and so on and so forth. So that's an interesting shaila that comes up a lot. I just would like to change subjects for about a minute here. A very common question asked about mezuzos is, let's say I take down my mezuzah to have it checked, and I bring it back 2 days later. Do I make a bracha on that? Let me ask a similar question. Let's say I come into my house and I see that a mezuzah fell and I want to put it back up. Do I make a bracha on that? Let's say I got a really beautiful mezuzah case and I'd like to put this mezuzah into the new mezuzah case, so I take down the mezuzah to put it in the new case. Do I make a bracha on that? So here's the basic halacha. It's actually extremely similar to the standard of a talis. It's as follows. If I take it down and I plan on putting it right back up, so then from the moment that I quote unquote detached it from the bracha for which it was placed on the door, the fact that I'm actively doing it and my mind is to put it right back up, so it's like there's no hesach hadas. There's no mental detachment from the mezuzah being on the door, and I wouldn't have to make a bracha on putting it back up. So if I take it down because I need to look at something on the mezuzah for a moment, I take it down, I'm going to put it right back up. Take it down, I look at it, I put it right back up. Should not have to make a bracha. If I take it down to have it checked, and it's like, I would say if it's away overnight, I would say already there, then certainly a person has to make a bracha when they're putting it back up just because there was a significant amount of time that elapsed. If it's 20 minutes, if the person's checking it at the house, you take it down, it's 20 minutes, puts it right back up, they probably wouldn't have to make a bracha on. But if the mezuzah falls, even if the mezuzah fell for a moment, but it wasn't that I did it, it happened completely on its own. So then that was not with my das, that was not with my intention. And therefore, if it completely fell, if it wasn't like hanging or something, if it completely fell, then I definitely would have to make a bracha when I put it back up, as long as it's the type of doorway that actually requires a bracha when placing the mezuzah. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.